We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is 9:36. Glad to have you with us here today. Brandon Peoples joined now for this segment. Kevin Ingram joins us here from Manhattan Christian College. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Kevin is the president. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
President of Manhattan Christian College. You guys back to school here recently?
Coming up on Tuesday. We follow the same schedule that K-State follows, and so we had a really long break this year. I think our students are ready to be back. Some of their parents may be ready for them to be back as well, but I know we are. It's been nice to have kind of an extra week or so of quiet on campus. We've been pretty productive, but we're ready to have them back, so we're excited about school kicking off again on Tuesday.
And that's both traditional and non-traditional programs, as I see here.
Yeah, so we have both sets of programs, and it'll be nice to get back going at it again.
Talk a little bit about Thunder Online Plus. What is that?
Well, we've had our adult ed program. We've had our since the mid-90s, we've had our LEAD program, which was kind of a non-traditional program that met two nights a week. And we're in the middle of transforming that, and one of the part of that is going to be just having even a new name for it. And it will have a new format, a new schedule, everything, and it's called Thunder Online Plus. And we are the Manhattan Christian College Thunder. We, about 5 or 6 years ago, changed our mascot and are trying to take advantage of that just to promote this program. And it will provide just a great opportunity. There are many adults in the area who have finished their degree, if they have 45 hours or so, or have started and never finished, that they can come and finish it at MCC. And we've got two degree programs in management and ethics and the other one in biblical leadership. And so those will be going up again, and people can still enroll in our traditional classes if they would like to have a class that would look a little more traditionally. You know, a lot of K-State students can come over and take a part-time class at MCC that would transfer back into many of the programs as a lit class or something like that. But also for the adults out there, I don't want them to misunderstand that we don't have offerings for them, and we would love to have them. Sarah Diamond is a new recruiter in that program for us, and they can contact the school and get in touch just to get more information. But we'd love to have them consider MCC.
Yeah, is that a popular program? Do you get a lot of adults?
Yes, it has been through the years. It's in a little bit of a dip right now, but it has been a very popular program. A lot of my good friends have completed it, and in fact, that's where I met them, was through that program. And it's been really a great opportunity that they can come one night a week and for about every 6 to 8 weeks complete a 3-hour course. And the part of the Online Plus is we're developing a new system with new technology where if schedule-wise it doesn't fit for them to come to class that night, they can still participate. You know, like if they have a sick child, they can still go online, and it will be in real-time classrooms being able to participate in the lecture as well as hear all that's going on. Or it's even going to record it. So if they can't make it that night, they can catch up on it later and keep up on the coursework from an online perspective. So it's not just all online, or it's not just all classroom. It's going to be a very healthy hybrid that would fit with a lot of different schedules, so we'd encourage people to give it a look.
That's just a good convenience factor.
Great convenience factor all the way around, you bet.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about, I think we talked about this last time, but coming up real soon is Timothy Days here.
Yeah, we mentioned it briefly when I was back here before the holidays, and it's coming up now that this is the time, January 27th and 28th, or March 2nd and 3rd. We've got two dates there just to see what would work best in people's calendars. One of those, the one coming up, is going to be Sunday night and Monday. The one in March will be a Saturday, Sunday, if that would work better for people to be there on a weekend. But it is our major scholarship event for high school students that are considering MCC. And it is an opportunity for students to come in and look at MCC, but for also us to get to know them. And as I said before, they participate in an interview. And it is an interesting interview process. We have about six people who are interview all the guys and six people who are interview all the gals and the girls that will be there. And it is just a perfect opportunity for them to come and think about their future, because that's part of the questions that we ask in the interview. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now? What do you have a heart for? What do you have a passion for? And from that, we select two males and two females, one male and female at each event for a total of two for the year. And they get our largest scholarship, which would be their first year's 25% of tuition, second year 50%, third year 75%, and their senior year they are tuition free. So if there's a great young person out there that someone thinks would be a great fit for this Timothy Day Scholarship, they have to be nominated. So we encourage them to call and nominate them to the school, and we will follow up with them and make sure they get the invite. Just for being there, they get a $500 scholarship to go to MCC, and the young men and young women who come to this are really just some incredible young people. So we're coming up on it here in about a week and a half, and would love to have people nominate those to consider, and even if they you know, haven't come up with a name before then, they could still come in March. So we love the opportunity and like promoting it because it is where really 75% of our freshman class come from. They come to that event and get to meet their classmates. They get to meet us and get to think about their future.
How long will you be accepting nominations for that?
All the way up until the day of. I mean, okay. People can call that day, and we would still get in contact with that student and say, hey, we would love for you to come. And since we have the March one coming up, you know, we'll be accepting them all the way through March.
Okay. Perfect. What a great opportunity that is. I mean, and I love the way it's structured where you 25, 50, 75, and then
because
that really kind of encourages them to go get that carrot at the end of the stick there.
You bet. And I get the privilege of meeting with these young people. Their freshman year, they meet with me once a month for the entire year. And we just talk about leadership and talk about life. And I get to know them and they get to know me. I tell them my story of how I got to where I was. And we just start digging in because if they've been nominated for this, that means people see leadership potential in them. And I love having the discussion of really just we meet about an hour a month talking about what people see in them and what are they doing to develop it. And just have seen some great young people through the years, and then I meet with them again their senior year. And there are other requirements that they have to keep, but you know, they have to keep a certain GPA, all the above, to keep the scholarship. But most of these young people don't have any problem doing all of that because it's just who they are.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. Coming up also, I see there's some campus visit dates coming up.
You bet. Just for students who would be interested in looking at MCC, we have several dates that are specifically planned, February 7th, March 28th, April 11th, and 25th. They can go on our website and register and say that they're coming. But we also love to point out that any other time that works for them would work for us. You know, if they can't come on one of these days and want to come on a Tuesday, come on a Wednesday, come on a Friday, we welcome those visits and really enjoy doing them, giving tours, providing lunch. We offer varsity donuts and coffee to start the day, just a variety of things. They can go to chapel if they're here on one of the campus visit days and really get a taste for what MCC is all about. So anybody just even interested, they don't have to be a senior, you know, junior, sophomore, freshman, please come and look at the school. We would love to tour them around, meet some of our faculty and meet who we are. They'll find out that we're, you know, one of the comments that we get from students all the time is we're a really great community. That since we are so small, there's a lot of very personal relationships, not only with fellow students, but with faculty and staff on campus. And they just get to know and see who we are, and we get a lot of positive comments on the community that we have. So have people come and visit the campus. We'd love to show them around and tell them about MCC.
And I see one of the perks there, just for coming, high school seniors receive a $500 scholarship.
Yeah, just for coming for a campus visit, we help give them a scholarship, and then they also look at, see what other scholarships they qualify on MCC's campus.
Awesome. That is such a great deal there. One thing we got coming up next week here, and this is every year,
yep.
National School Choice Week.
Yeah, we like to celebrate that, and we do it in partnership with Flint Hills Christian School. The day that they're coming, they'll come into campus on the 24th, which is Thursday, and they'll be on campus for our chapel service. Then we'll be feeding the high school students lunch and giving them a tour if they would like one. Some of them saw it last year, but it's really a unique organization that a lot of people don't know about, and it's just National School Choice Week, and it supports public schools, private schools, home schools, the magnet schools, and it is a variety of schools that we just encourage. And that organization encourages students and families to pick the school situation that works best for their student. And we like to celebrate that. And this year, you know, one of the places in town that's celebrating that is Flint Hills Christian School. And they're bringing their middle schoolers and high schoolers to chapel on campus. And just a way of celebrating it and doing something different and seeing and beginning to think about what their future might look like in college.
All right. And that's so you're bringing them out on Thursday next week?
Is that Thursday right? Next week on the 24th for chapel at 11 a.m. And if others in town, some of the whole homeschool families would like to join us, please let us know. We'd love to have them. That just way we're aware that they're going to be on campus.
All right. Again, National School Choice Week is January 21st through the 25th. Again, and classes resume there January 22nd at the Christian College. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Kevin Ingram here from Manhattan Christian College here on In Focus News Radio KMAN after this.